You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Hi, and you're very welcome back to You're Grounded with myself, Ella Dorn, and my wonderful co-host,
Emma Dorn. Thank you.
It's awkward, isn't it?
Is that your impression of me?
Yeah, it's really spot on, wasn't it?
It was good,
I bet a few people listening didn't actually realise that that was me and not you.
Do you think so?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
I suppose. So, go on, then you ask me.
So, how was your week?
My week was good. I wasn't walking as much.
Lazy.
Well, I was doing stuff at home. I just wasn't out gigging as much. No. Don't roll your eyes at me. Bloody cheek of you. I thought I might take on your persona, seeing as you were asking me questions, but it didn't happen. Don't you roll your... How dare you? Show a bit of respect.
What would my persona be like?
Be like, but no, because... No, I was busy. No, but... Like that?
Wow, your voice went up like at least five octaves.
Well, no, you go... We both go defensive, but in different ways.
Okay.
You go defensive, like, no, but... You know, and I go defensive, like, hoo. But it's the same. It's the same thing happening. How about you? What did you get up to this week? Anything interesting?
Not much. Just had an exam today. And you were very, you were nice and quiet.
I wasn't here.
You weren't here for most of it.
Yeah. Was it German?
It was.
Yeah.
Germanisch. Deutsch.
I know they say tschüss.
Tschüss, that's goodbye, yeah.
Yeah, but casual goodbye, isn't it?
Yeah, tschüss. Auf Wiedersehen would be like goodbye.
Okay. Or like Arnold.
You can say ciao either.
You can say ciao, can you?
Yeah.
Do you mean like you can say salon if you want?
But no, like ciao would be...
Oh, how very European.
Yes.
So what? How long was it?
2.5 hours.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
Puke.
Well, it was 2 hours, but we had a half an hour extra in case of technical difficulties.
Okay. Right. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. 2 hours, though, of chit-chat.
No, not chit-chat.
Oh, this is the exam. You did the chit-chat.
Yeah, I've already done the chit-chat.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, 2 hours of...
God, that'd be awful.
No, but I thought it was just... I don't know why I thought it was chit-chat, because it is a chit-chat class, isn't it?
No.
I thought it was a chit-chat class.
No.
Well, maybe just to read chit-chat classes are chit-chat classes.
Say chit-chat one more time.
Chit-chat. Actually, chit-chat. I saw a friend of mine over the weekend... Mm. Who I've known for years, and
she has friends,
and she's been listening to the podcast. Oh. And she says herself, she's like, I'm all up to date, but I'm just getting in front of this now. She does want to come on or talk to you because she wants to verify some stuff from the past. She's like, I don't know whether we didn't get into the nitty gritty details.
She wants to verify some things.
Yeah, like maybe that I was, I don't know, maybe I was. Maybe I wasn't given the full truths about
stories and things.
Yeah, me being a disaster. Maybe like young, like teenage Emma.
So you're shielding some of the bad stuff.
Not purposely.
Like
I think he just
in the closet. Type
yeah,
thing.
I think he just.
Very interesting.
But she is all over. You know the guy who I went out with in fifth year for like 2 weeks. He was trying to insinuate that he slept with me and he could be your dad.
Oh, yeah.
What episode was that in? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
But she's all over that. So.
She knows what's happening there.
Oh, she knows what happened there. And she's raging.
You didn't tell the full story.
He
is my dad. She knows.
She knows all the stories. So she's well up to date. On past.
I might have to go out for drinks this round.
Yeah. I saw her. Well, there's a few of us. I won't name any names. They'd be only Scarlet. But we went. Oh, yeah. Your cover story is what you say. My friend Mary and so Morgan. Oh,
shh, don't dox her again.
So a few of us went to the Mary Plowboy. I hadn't been to the Mary Plowboy. I don't know how long. But we're having a great time. We're like up dancing. It's all like diddly eye music, you know. And I was like, well, like, I think a few of us were like, oh, God, it must be knocking on now. Like, what time is it? Like, I got picked up at the house about 8 in the taxi. It's 10:30.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I was mortified because I was just like, I'm up dancing and it's I've been up dancing since it was still bright outside.
Yeah, those, they're my favourite customers.
So, yeah, that's what I thought. So next time, dance we'll go to where you work.
You should come to where I work. There's a DJ where I work.
Yeah, I know.
An FM 104 DJ.
Yeah, no, I used to work there, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. So, come here. So, you had the exam. Wasn't a chit chat.
Wasn't no chit chat. Yeah.
Sorry, that's why it was like 2 hours.
Yeah, no. Serious German typing.
Yeah. And how's he?
Fine. I went down to Wexford.
You went down to Wexford, yes.
I did.
Over the bank holiday weekend. So, we're recording this on Tuesday. On Tuesday. The bank holidays are kind of messing us up, aren't we?
Yeah. I don't know what day it is.
Because tonight there was, so you know, my make here, Barry, we put up a link last week for her GoFundMe. It's that people have been really generous. Like she's, I think she's at 240,000. So she's nearly halfway of what she needs. But they're having a committee meeting tonight about like fundraisers and different things. And I was like, I actually can't go because I've recorded the podcast with Ella. You know the way you get messed up with the old bank holidays. But anyway, yeah, so you went down to Wexford. So explain your love affair with Wexford.
My love, your love affair at Wexford.
Oh, hello.
I think it's your love affair at Wexford.
Okay, well, I'll tell my story and then how you end up your connection. So okay. When I was 18, I went down to Corktown for summer. Vibes. To just live my life, okay, and have a great time. And I got preggo, and that was Ella. So now Ella has a lifetime connection with Wexford.
So do you.
So do I. So you went down to Wexford to visit your...
My dad and my two little sisters and their mom.
Yeah. Your step-mom, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just there, you're like, and their mom. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
So your dad, his wife.
Yeah.
And two little sisters.
Yes.
So you only went down for the one night.
One night, yeah.
Because, well, you're studying as well and...
I just had the work in the morning.
Yeah. But, because a few weeks ago I was saying to you, oh, might be interested to talk about what it's like to be part of... or grow up in a blended family. So myself and your dad, we never we were very young, like 18, we didn't live together or whatever. So I suppose you're give it a rest. Did you want me to move down to Wexford? Is that what you wanted? Oh, booey. So we never lived together. And yes, it's not like you are coming from it from that point of view. Don't just, we all move in together now.
Yeah.
Your dad, your mom, your stepmom, your stepdad, your brothers and your sisters.
Just everyone in together.
In a big house, big Brady Bunch house. No, I don't think anyone
But the steps have to be together.
Okay, cool. Yeah, great. Well, okay, we'll sort it out. Give me a couple of weeks. But so you never, you're not coming from that point of view, like having a core unit and then that unit kind of, splitting up.
Nothing was dissolved or anything.
Yeah. So do you have an awareness of it, or is it like, well, I don't know any different, so...
Yeah, well, it's like, yeah, I don't know any different.
Or when you were in school, was there a thing where you kind of went, oh, maybe my setup's different to other people?
Yeah, like in primary school, I would have been like...
Sussing out,
especially because we lived in Margie and James's as well.
Yeah,
I was like, "All right, that's actually
unusual.
That's actually weird. Like,
unusual.
What's that all about?" Like, as a 5-year old,
yeah, yeah, like, no, that's okay. Actually okay. Weird. Yeah, I'm not trying to gaslight you. No, I don't think that's the correct emotion. Thank you. That's making me feel a little bit triggered.
So, I'm like, I felt sad, and you're like, I think you felt not happy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, but do you know what age you were when you were starting to twig? Oh, that's weird.
Probably when I got to school.
Oh, yeah. Like, I suppose because the first thing you kind of do when you get into school, it's actually all about finding family, isn't it?
Yeah, and finding out what everyone's situation is like.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're doing all these, like, you're bringing in pictures from home from when you were a baby. And do you have brothers, do you have sisters, all that jazz.
It's all about that kind of, that buzz.
So did it make you feel weird or were you just like, oh, that's weird?
A little bit. I don't really know. I can't remember, like,
those, yeah.
Bloody, what, 13 years ago? Like, I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was... Yeah, because say, like, when I had you, I remember when I was in sixth year and there'd be people talking about... Basically, I don't know, what was it like for you in sixth year? Well, you see, now yours was different because of COVID. But when I was in sixth year, and obviously I was hyper aware, hypersensitive of it, but there was always loads of chat about somebody getting pregnant or like all these kind of conversations.
I heard no talk, didn't know of a single person pregnant when I was in sixth year.
I don't know, I think different buzz back in the day. Well, you see, and the school was bigger when I went there. So it was all a lot of talk about people getting pregnant and whatever. And then there was a girl in my year whose mom had her when she was young. Mm. But I clearly remember somebody saying, they were like, oh, but like her parents stayed together. Mm. So it was kind of one of those things like...
It's not as bad then.
It's not as bad or like that. Well, it's still bad, but like, yeah, it's not as bad. Or, yeah, yeah, but it's grand, they stay together. So that was like...
It's all good now, like.
Yeah, so that was like the, I suppose, the barometer or whatever. Mm. So this is like when I was early pregnant, I knew, but like, it wasn't like common knowledge. So I was just sitting there going, I'm sure my face is just lighting up. But then obviously because you, as the parent then... I suppose when you're thinking about having your own family when you're older, you do imagine it just being like, you do think of it. I certainly did that. I would go through all the stages, like, you know, in the right order, I suppose quote unquote, as they say. So I defo had this thing in my head where I was like, that I wouldn't want you to feel different to other people or whatever. But like, what can you do? Like, you can't change it. But then, well, yeah, it's different for me because I'm the adult, but then it becomes your norm. Mm. You know, and you don't pine over something that never existed.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
And obviously everything, well, it goes without saying, everything worked out. But so you have your family in Wexford and your family here that you live with in Dublin, which is your favourite. And like, I don't want to force you to say something that you don't want to, but it's kind of, if you did say, well, you just say, I'm your favourite, I don't mind. But you have, so here in this house, you have obviously two younger brothers, correct, which most people will know. But then in Wexford, you have two little sisters. So sometimes I feel like, because remember I was saying to you the other day, I'll have to like, kind of like meet them properly hilarious. Or whatever. But it's like you have, I could imagine in a way, 18-year-old me being envious of you because you kind of have your own separate life with your family in Wexford that I'm not, like, especially now because you're 18, I'm not like involved in it. Mm. I'm not part of it. Mm. You know, I suppose you could say I'm part of the extended thing, but I'm not part of.
No.
Do they talk about me? No, obviously they don't, not when you're there. But no, I'm not part. You have your own kind of little thing with your family in Wexford. And then obviously your Wexford family aren't a part of your life up here.
They're very curious about each other.
Yeah, but I think it's cool the way
the young ones are very curious.
Yes, of course, they will be.
Yeah.
So are you a different big sister then with your little sisters than you are with your little brothers?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Yeah. Because yeah, they're
the boys don't care about me. They're like, oh, there goes Ella. Like,
they take you for granted. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. No,
they're the funniest little things. They're always asking about my mummy down here.
Okay, yeah.
And like, how does that work? Like,
sorry, we're up here. Just FYI, girls.
Up here, but... Well, you actually are technically up there, but she's always like, "How, Ella? How are you? How is my daddy your daddy, and your mammy?" But like, they were never married. And I was like, oh, I don't.
You're like, good. Ask your dad.
good question, sister. Don't know. Yeah. Don't know. Or like, when I was down there over the weekend, her other cousin was there from her mom's side. And she's like, she's, little sister is like 6 and the cousin's older, she's like 7. And the older cousin was like, over here, I'll tell you a secret. And she was like, I don't keep secrets from my big sister. And like, the cousin kept wanted to prank me, and she's like, I'm not doing that. That's my big sister. Like,
real loyalty.
We're in a lot of loyalty there.
Yeah, and you've sisters. Never had sisters. Yeah, no, and so she's like, cool.
Because I had to go to work obviously on the Sunday. Yeah. And she's like, why do you work on the weekend? I'm like, well, it's a pub, so that's the most popular time. And she's like, okay. Just get a job here.
Yeah.
So I am going to be getting a job down there now and moving down there for the summer. But anyway, what was your favourite riding court then?
Your dad.
Set that up, didn't I?
I can't believe I said that. I'm mortified for myself that I said that.
I was expecting you to take the high road. Wow. What time were we on there?
So bad. I couldn't resist, I'm sorry. Now here's a question. So do you remember we covered that obviously you call us all by our names?
Yeah.
You're not rocking down to Rexford saying mom and dad, are you? I'll absolutely kill you. You probably do in front of the little sisters, do you?
Mommy and daddy.
You do not.
When I go down, Jessica likes to call my dad by his name.
Oh, okay. Oh, because you're down. She's kind of taking a bit of a liberty and pulling an Ella.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, do you know, I think because like when I was younger and there wasn't as many, maybe people just didn't know. Maybe it was just big hush hush. Mm. They just didn't feel like there was as many people with like different setups or whatever. Or because I even just know from the boys chatting about people who they're friends with, they would say things in a very casual way. Mm. You know, they wouldn't say,
they're not like bitching about them though.
No, well, they're not like, but you know what I mean, they'd whatever, they'd be like, oh, so and so's going to his dad's this weekend or whatever. But I just know by the way they say it or whatever that they're kind of like, oh, they get it. Mm. But I know it took us a while to kind of explain.
Yes.
Like you and that you had a different dad. But then I think they know now and they're, but they just found it confusing at the start. So it's one of those things that I suppose you're trying to keep it simple, but still answer the question.
But not too simple.
And not too simple. Answer the question. But I think it just takes, it's not one of those things that's like just one conversation and it's done. I think it's like just a couple of conversations and then they put the pieces together and then they're like, okay, cool. But I know it doesn't bother them in the slightest. They don't have, maybe it's different for little girls. I don't know. Well, I suppose that's very gendered, but I suppose it depends on the kid. But yeah, I took them a couple of goes and whatever. But I just thought it might be interesting to chat about because I'm sure there's lots of people either they have experience of it as the parent or the child, or you know, and everyone's story is completely different. Like, you know, if your parents are married and then they separate when you're, I don't know, 10, 11, like I mean, that's a whole other story as well. So I don't think, well, from my point of view, and I don't know about you, but from my point of view, it certainly wasn't like, it obviously it takes time, but it's not like I could sit here and say to you that it was a major a challenging thing. Like, I think the breakdown, I don't know how people do it when there's a breakdown of a relationship, but then they have to like get it together because they have to co-parent or whatever. So that's definitely, I would imagine, a more complicated situation. But you came back to us anyway.
Yeah, I think I turned out okay.
I think you turned out great.
I think I'm all right.
I'm delighted with you. I'm absolutely delighted with you.
It's mainly the Wexford, I think. The Wexford influence, but sure. The country air did me well, you know? Those strawberries filled me up.
Shut your mouth. You're never allowed to move down there. You're not allowed to move out now for a good few years. You have to keep me company. Can't leave me with all the boys.
You have twiggy.
How's the boys, Ella?
I have twiggy.
She's always rubbing her bum off the rug.
Wow, he's so very twiggy.
Oh no, she's upstairs. She's upstairs. No, I'm delighted how you turned out. I think you're great. Thanks. I'm absolutely mad for you.
I think you're great too.
Yeah. I was even thinking there the other day when we used to go off to like little Italian restaurants for lunch.
Yeah, bring me to an Italian restaurant again for lunch.
I was just the girls, and now there's all these boys.
They're in school.
Yeah, well, do you know it's going to be good now, because we're going to have
a month
of a nice little bit, like, they'll still be in school. You'll be when you finished
11th of May.
Okay, grand. We'll get a few nice sneaky lunches in.
Sneaky.
So then we'll come to dinner. We'll both of us be like, oh, she's not hungry. And everyone else will say something sus. Yeah, we'll do a bit of that defo. And then we went. You were in Wexford, and then you were studying on Monday, weren't you?
Yes.
And we went over to Shane's brother's house, his wife, and their two kids. And I was chatting to his and their cat, Sooty.
I'm so sad I missed the cat.
And I was chatting, well, I was chatting to all of them, but I was chatting to Shane's niece. And I just, little girls, I am just, like, I do love little boys. They're great crack and all the rest, but it's just the chat with little girls. I was like, well, so, did a little.
Yeah, there's a lot more chat, isn't
it? We're just getting deep into it, you know what
it's
I mean?
The goss, yeah.
Just, yes.
Like, my little sister told me her crush over the, like, weekend when I was there, and I was like, yes.
They just
this
have
is the knowledge the, I need.
Yeah, they just have the goss. Not all, like, okay, not, but most of them.
Yeah.
They've got the goss. She knows what's going on. She's going to, like, her and her mum went to like Dua Lipa. They're heading to Billy. Like, she's on it. Yeah. She knows what's going
knows
down.
The scene.
She knows the scene. So, yeah, she's, yeah, we just had great chats. So, like, everyone else is cool. But
she's your fave, like.
Yeah, because she gives me goss and chats.
She's your fave of the family, of the in-laws.
I think I really just want to get her, like, you know, what I want to say, like, get, like, basically, get our school photo and let's just go through all of them.
Everyone.
And let's just suss a lot of them out, because me and her know what's going on. So, yes, we were there having a few burgers and stuff. And, yeah, I'd been out to the Mary, how's your dad the night before? But I took it fairly handy, so I was fine.
Mary
Playboy.
Why did you say Mary, how's your dad?
I wasn't bothered saying the whole name.
Oh, okay.
Just for whatever reason. So that was it. I did a few bits and bobs during the week, but I can't remember now. I mean, who knows what went down during the week? Tuesday.
You're so good at sharing your week.
I know.
I don't know, honestly,
do you know what? I didn't really do anything. I'm sorry. Well, I did go and get my nails done, because I had a little window to get my nails done. Now, I know you were like, we need to go get our nails done together.
Yeah, and then you fecked off and out me.
I know,
that
but
was
they
so
just
mean.
Had. It was because I was out. I was in Nook Grove, and I was like, would you have any appointments? And they were like, yeah. And wait, I tell you, got the nails done. Very happy, very nice girl. Hadn't gone there in years. The place in Nook Grove. And anyway, yes. Went on their Instagram page after. Guess who goes there? your mate. Twink. Twink. So next time, me and you will go get the nails done in Nutgrove. And no, sorry, beforehand, we'll try and suss out when Twink goes to get hers done.
Try to like
muscle. Now, I don't know if Twink's a regular or if it was just a bit of a freebie and we're like, can we whack you up on the Insta?
Yeah.
Do you know? So I'll try and suss that out beforehand. When I'm making the appointment, I'll get into a bit of chat and say, what's the story with Twink?
Just put, but like, cash.
Oh, totally
like cash.
Yeah, totally cash. So, yeah, I was just on the laptop. I was just typing, writing stuff.
You need to start going out more, Emma. You need to start clubbing, partying.
I do go out.
Go on the town once, though.
Boy, I went out the other weekend and I actually forgot to mention it on the podcast. Anyway, you... That's real James, isn't it? Anyway,
I'm done with that.
Yeah, that's true. That's anyway, what my dad says.
Anyway, paragraph.
Now, basically what he does is he starts a debate and then if you give him a really good point, he just goes, anyway,
and moves on. Don't diss James on the pod. Won't lie with a slander.
Won't lie the James slander. For little coffee dates with your granda James and I never get the show.
Comment.
He rings me and says, is Ella free for coffee?
Like, no comment.
Oh, sorry. Do you want to ring her phone maybe?
No
say,
comment.
And he'll say, oh, it's just, I rang her, she didn't answer. So he'll go to me then.
No comment.
You were going to tell me something you don't know.
Oh yeah, you can go first.
I don't have one.
We both got to have one.
Okay, we both have to have one. Okay, give me a topic and I'll give you one.
So I don't know, something that I don't know that you did to me. I don't know.
Something that I don't. Okay. Something you don't know. Right.
Give me a topic of the something I don't know. Tell me something I don't know. Something I don't know.
No. I'll give you one actually, right? So, when you were younger and I was brushing your hair, I have never seen the like of it in my life.
When you were brushing my hair, more like when you were attacking my skull.
Okay, grand. Fair enough. But you were just, you were really demented with it.
Because like, you were attacking my skull.
No, I'm going to tell you something now. I was attacking your skull. No, what? So you were just real demented and just, I got you like the sprays, you know, the detangles and whatever. But now, the more and more videos I watch on TikTok, I'm like, maybe I should have just done the curly girl method with us. I did that classic Irish mam thing of just brushing out the curly hair.
Yeah, that's why my hair isn't curly anymore. Isn't that?
No, curly? That's not true. If you did that curly girl method for a couple of weeks.
I was never as upset about my hair when Margie bushed it.
What, she was bad?
No. She wasn't bad.
She'd brush your hair for an hour.
I was happy out when she brushed my hair.
Ella.
I was happy out when she brushed my hair. You were like attacking my skull and Margie was there with love. And
yeah, because she'd brush your hair for an hour. I'd places to go, people to see. I was trying to do a degree. I was working. I was under pressure. I couldn't spend 2 hours just blowing at your hair to get the knots out.
And never cried when Margie brushed my hair.
I'm kind of, but not now, because you're saying Margie was better than me at brushing hair, which in fairness she was. I'd still get her to do my hair if she would. She's so good at hair, and she's always had short hair.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I know, I really feel like she did get it down to her shoulders, but I really feel like she should just go the whole hog like.
No, she wouldn't.
But yeah, that's what I'm telling you, something you don't know. Mm. I actually think that was my fault and I should have just done the curly girl method on you. But I didn't know. Sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Thanks.
I forgive you.
Thanks. Oh, the way you snatched the hand back there.
All right, my tell you something I don't know. No, shit.
Tell you something I don't know. Tell you something I don't know. Can we stick to something you do know? Christ.
Tell you something. What does it tell you?
Tell you something I don't. Tell you something I don't know. Will I tell you something I don't know? Yeah. We'll be here a while. Go
tell
on.
Me something I know. My tell you something you don't know.
Yes.
Yes. Got it.
In the got it. Yeah.
Is, do you remember? I feel like you already know what this is.
I don't. I have no ideas.
I remember, I think it was on like a Friday or Saturday. I came home from work. It was like 10-ish. And the boys had been down in Margie's. And they brought down pancakes. And I was like, hey, could I have a pancake? And you were like, before the boys' breakfast. When I'd sent that message, I'd already had like 2 pancakes.
I knew.
Yeah. But, I was like, I felt very bad then. Because I was like, you just said that's the boys' breakfast.
Yeah.
So at like 11 o'clock at night, I made pancakes.
Oh my God.
I put them back into the tinfoil. So I think there was actually... When I went to bed, there was probably more pancakes than I came home to.
Oh, hang on a second.
But I felt so bad that I was like, oh shit, I ate 2 of the boys' breakfast in the morning. I'm going to make pancakes now and just
see, this is and how just me put and them in the so, tinfoil. So different. So she gave us pancakes, but then by the time we got home, it was like 4 o'clock.
Mm.
So it's like, oh, it's too close to dinner.
Mm.
So I was like, as a kind of a bargaining thing, I was like, sure, you can have them for your breakfast. I was like, they're made, so they'll be ready, like there'll be no waiting.
Mm.
And I remember when you messaged me asking, could you have some?
Mm.
I felt bad saying to you, well, no, you can't, because I've said to your brothers, but I wasn't sure how many was there.
Mm.
So I did feel scabby, but, and then I think when you text back, I was like, oh, I think Ella's a bit scorpy, but I'm not going to do that.
What was my text back?
I can't remember, but I just got the vibe. You were like, oh, fuck's sake, the boys got everything. I got nothing.
I think I said, oh, grand.
No, I could read the vibes through the message.
I want to get my phone now and see what the message is. Can I see what the message is?
Yeah, go on.
Is this going to make a lot of noise now if I get up?
Where's your phone?
My phone's...
Is it in your pocket?
It's in your pocket. My phone's there.
Okay, go on, yeah. Get your phone.
Are we sure?
Yeah, go on. So I did feel bad in you, but like... I was like, oh, well, there's no point her having, she's not going to have 2 pancakes. She's going to, you know, want to feed them. Oh, this is typical. Ella can't find her phone. She's not so bad with the phone now that she's got hee-hee on the scene. You seem to be much more all over your phone. She always knows where it is. You'll have to scroll well back with this.
No comment. I don't think so,
quicksand.
You entertain
and a rock a microphone.
Entertain the people.
Do 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 do. I'll have to think of some songs with quicksand.
Quicksand.
You got me loving you like quicksand, baby. But I can't believe you got up, because I did. I thought then I saw the pan. It came down the next day.
May I have some pancakes, please? They're for your brothers for breakfast. That's all you gave me.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Shall leave them at it. Laughy face emoji.
Oh, yeah. No, passive aggressive.
Are you home? Yeah, in bed.
Yeah. No. I can tell you. Answer the question. Were you a bit scorpy that you couldn't have them?
No, I was like, oh, shit.
I wasn't
scorpy.
That's what I knew.
I wasn't scorpy about it. I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to have to make pancakes now at 11 o'clock.
Oh God. I was going to say you should have kept stum, but like everything you do in this house is just so obvious. Got your name written all over it every time you do it.
What do you mean?
Well, like when you do anything. Oh, Ella made a cup of coffee.
That's a talk for another podcast episode.
Ella didn't put on the dishwasher, put a tablet in. You know, like there's lots of stuff that is like, I can tell that you've done it. Oh, Ella brushed her teeth. I just know. It's not just you, it's everyone. I was going to say it's all of them. It's all these people in this house. It's not just you. Well, I don't know what to say about you making pancakes at 11 o'clock at night. I mean, I feel like you're always making pancakes anyway, so. I mean, I feel bad for you, but every time I look around, you are making pancakes. You do love a stack of pancakes.
I do like some pancakes.
Yeah. Well, no, look, you do you. You do you. Pop off with your pancakes.
Pop off pancakes.
Pop off pancakes.
Ooh, that could be my pancake restaurant's name. Pop off pancakes.
You and he's restaurant.
Pop off pancakes, and then we can call it pop for short.
Would you have one on the menu called quicksand?
Anyway, guys, thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Really appreciate it.
Much appreciated.
Rate, subscribe. And
we'll chat to you next week. And I will leave Kira's GoFundMe link in the description if you can. If you had a little fiver.
Tenner.
Yeah, but if you had a fiver, you know, if you had a fiver. Fiver goes a long way. Few fivers now. So Mary and what was the other mate?
Wilma.
Give a little fiver.
Catherine, I think.
Yeah, Ella's fake mates. Okay. Yeah, thanks for listening and we'll chat to you next week.
Toodles.
Bye.